attention. Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Family and friends gathered to remember 17-year-old Courtney Jones outside of Sidney Lanier High School last night. Jones was killed in a shooting in the 400 block of Hall Street Sunday night. Right now, no arrests have been made. Major changes are coming to downtown Wetumpka. The city is starting a new street project to improve sidewalks and repave all downtown roadways. City leaders are working to make sure the construction doesn't impact downtown businesses. The project is expected to take 70 working days. And a physics professor at Tuskegee University is suing the school for discrimination. Dr. William Burns has been teaching at Tuskegee University for 43 years. He says he's seen professors with less than half of his experience get paid up to 30% more. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Yes! Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Peppertree Shops on Vaughn Road.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Welcome back in. Dave Mowry to my right. Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon on a daily basis. I thought Seth Spotlow was going to come by today.
And he never made it.
Yeah, whatever.
Well,
you know, that's fine.
Maybe he got pulled over for driving that panel van, being suspicious. You know?
Is there a missing child somewhere?
I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness. Someone just sent me a photo of somebody and said she looks like a cross between an alcoholic and Nick Nolte.
Wow.
Holy mackerel. That's a harsh, the harsh thing right there. Our number 272, I think Seth went to Korn last night, if I'm not mistaken. You know, a friend of mine was the bassist for Korn for a while.
Really?
Yeah, for maybe 10 years, 8 or 10 years. It was so funny to me. You know, like the nerdy guys in band in high school?
Yeah.
That turn out to be the most thrash metal rock players of all time?
Yeah.
Like Tommy Lee and this guy that played in Korn. There's another guy. He was the bassist for, or maybe the guitarist, for, was it Limp Bizkit? One of those 90s bands. But I...
That's a gamut of terrible right there. Limp Bizkit, Korn.
You're not a Korn fan?
No.
Not a Limp Bizkit fan?
No.
You don't like any Limp Bizkit songs?
Not
that really. Was Fred Durst, right?
Yeah.
He had a couple good songs. I Did It All for the Nookie?
Yeah.
Did you ever see the I Did It All for the Cookie?
No.
The Cookie Monster version? I did it all for the cookie. Mmm. So you could take the cookie and stick it in my yum.
Wow.
My goodness, you need to get out more. Elmore County Sheriff sharing tips to avoid angry drivers after the Prattville road rage incident. Come on. Was that really road rage?
Don't hit their mirror?
I don't know. I think there is something called road rage. It's when someone pulls out a gun and shoots somebody. There's something called normal ways of dealing with stuff where people get in a slight altercation because someone doesn't know what the hell they're doing. That happens.
I think that the key here to avoiding road rage, drive better.
You're telling me.
In Montgomery, that means drive 10 to 15 miles per hour faster than you're normally used to.
Yeah.
Don't just in the middle lane, swerving from side to side, so I have to guess if you're going right or left.
No, so you've been following me lately.
I've been...
Because I drive slow.
Mm. Drive with a purpose.
I do, but I don't want to... I haven't had a ticket since 2001.
Right?
I don't want another one. It's 18 years of flawless driving, Dave.
I'm not saying drive fast enough to get a ticket. I'm just saying drive fast enough and with enough purpose that, like, you know what you're doing and where you're going.
I will say...
Drive offensively, not defensively.
I will say this radio program may have saved me from getting a ticket one time. And I had gotten pulled over a few other times and gotten out of tickets. But one time the guy came back and he laughed and he said, the lady on the radio tells me, the lady that I talked to back there tells me you're the guy on the radio. And I was like, yeah, that's me.
Right, you're like,
I was like,
am I going under the jail?
I didn't know. I mean, if he's a Democrat.
Do I have to go to the trunk of the cop car here?
I almost was like, are you a tranny, sir, in your spare time? Aldi set to open first Montgomery store on August 1st. I'm excited about this.
I am, too.
It's up there on Eastern Boulevard next to Best Buy and Petco right there. Aldi is putting a $3.4 billion investment into America to build 2,500 additional stores by 2022. They opened one in Prattville last year. $3.4 billion. Thank you, Donald Trump.
Seriously.
Thank you, Donald Trump. I used to shop at an Aldi when I lived in Delray. It was right there on Atlantic, just north of where we lived. We lived right south of Atlantic on Military and our Military Trail. And there was an Aldi right there.
Mm-hmm.
Cool experience. No frills shopping. It's like shopping on Spirit Airlines. You get in, you get out. There's no beverage cart. You got to pay for everything. You got to pay quarter to get the cart or whatever.
Right.
But, man, it's just no frills shopping. It's cheap. It's good. I like it. I hope Aldi does well. And if for no other reason, competition's good for people in grocery business.
Exactly.
It saves all of us money every time a grocery store opens up.
It's the truth.
So I'm happy about that. I got a weird phone call the other day, Dave. This is an important segment here. I got a weird phone call from... Actually, I called a friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours. And I asked about the House District 74 race.
Mm-hmm.
I said, is Michael Fritz even running for office? Or has he just already conceded defeat to Charlotte Meadows? Because he doesn't appear to be doing anything. I've seen no paid communication. I've seen no radio. I've seen no television, no mail. If there's something going on, I haven't seen it. And the answer I got was, I don't know. He hired some guy from the Shoals who doesn't know this district, doesn't know what he's doing, who's convinced him not to spend money in certain mediums of advertising. That's fine. You know, you advertise whatever you want. I still want him to win. I don't care if you advertise on News Talk or Talk Radio or
right,
any
that's
radio.
Not what this is about.
That's not what this is about. I still want Michael Fritz to win.
Run a robust race without advertising on this program or radio program.
Right, sure.
There's ways to do it.
There are ways to do it. I don't recommend it, but there are ways to do it.
Right.
But I still, just because he's not going to advertise here, it doesn't mean I don't want him to win. I still want him to win. But then I got this statement from our mutual friend. He said, Baron, Michael Fritz told me the other day House Speaker Mac McCutcheon is supporting him. Secretly, behind the scenes.
Mm. Behind the scenes.
Apparently he's been telling a lot of people that.
Right.
Because here is the headline from Mary Sell, Alabama Daily News. McCutcheon says he's not involved in House District 74 race. Apparently, the conversation I had yesterday afternoon had made its way statewide already, and people were already talking. Alabama Speaker of the House, Mac McCutcheon, said he's not favoring any GOP candidate in a special House primary runoff. As Speaker of the House, I am not directly involved in the Republican runoff campaign in House District 74. That McCutcheon told Alabama Daily News in a written statement Tuesday. Because this race involves Republican candidates, various consultants who previously served on my 2018 team are involved with both candidates and their respective campaigns. I got bad news for Michael Fritz. He's been sacrificed by House leadership. He fell into a trap. Hire your own people. When you run for office, hire your own people. Don't go ask Mac McCutcheon who to hire. Don't go ask any of these interest groups who to hire. Don't ask the Republican Party of Alabama who to hire.
Or your local GOP.
Because they are all favoring certain candidates, and they might pay someone to run your race and you lose. If they recommend somebody that lives 3.5 hours from here in a special election in Montgomery, when there are probably, 12 political consultants that live within 30 minutes of here,
mm-hmm.
who all are capable and could all help you, who all know the lay of the land, who've all run and won elections in this district. I mean, there are two on the radio right here who've won, 10 elections in this county.
Yeah, at least.
Or more.
Yeah.
And I'm not suggesting he hire us, because then we wouldn't be able to cover the race. But, I mean, don't go hire someone from the Shoals who doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And stop hiring candidates. Stop hiring consultants that somebody in party leadership tells you to hire. They wanted Charlotte Meadows from the beginning, and that's who they're going to get.
And or, you know, it's not like, well, it is like, it's a lot like buying a car. Go with the cheaper option, sure.
Yeah.
They're going to cut you a better deal. Sure they will.
You can get a Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get a 1982 Dodge Colt.
Mm-hmm.
That's your call. But I just thought that was weird. It seems to me like Michael Fritz has quit, but I don't think he has. I think he still wants to win.
I think his staff wants him to lose. I think he's probably just getting bad guidance.
Getting terrible advice. And if they don't want him to lose, they're running as if he doesn't want to lose. He doesn't want to win. They're running a campaign that doesn't look like it can win. And that's too much. I did hear him on the radio last night with Ocho Cuatro.
Ah.
And the Joey Clark Radio Hour. The Claiborne Clark Hour. Our number 272-9228. Guess where I'm dining today? Young Dave.
Could it be Midtown Pizza Kitchen?
I'm going to dine at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. You want to take a guess at what I'm going to get?
The Tuscan.
I'm getting the Tuscan shrimp special. And I told them yesterday, or Monday I said on the radio, I'm going to have it 4 times this week. I do what I say, and I say what I'm doing. I'm going to have it 4 times this week. I've already had it multiple times, and I will not slow down. I love the Tuscan shrimp when they put it on there. It's in a light, light, light cream sauce. Very light cream sauce. Not one of those thick cream sauces that weighs you down and makes you feel like you want to fall asleep all day. Very light, refreshing cream sauce. Very summery dish. Tuscan seasoning on the shrimp. It's tossed in linguine. It's got just a little tiny bit of sautéed spinach, enough to give it a little color, just a hair bit of flavor. And it's got the cherry tomatoes sautéed in there as well. They're not just thrown in there. Sautéed in there. It's so delicious. So, so, so delicious. And I'm telling you, you got options. You got dining options all during lunch, all during dinner. You got dining options. You could go anywhere. I'm recommending you go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen, especially the week that they have the Tuscan shrimp. Especially the week they have the Tuscan shrimp. Of course, you can go in there and get award-winning pizza somewhere.
Yeah, whatever.
Sandwiches, salads.
Everything's so good.
Salads. I was eating next to a couple the other day at the bar. One of them got a big old juicy, crisp salad. Had some roasted chicken breast on top of that bad boy. Good stuff, good stuff. Quarter after 11. Go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. It's lunch hour. It's close.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 53 Union Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Jones Drugs ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebook, and backpacks to Jones Drugs. Jones Drugs, your locally owned pharmacy, striving to be your health partner and not just a pill store. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Jones Drugs and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the...
All right, guys, 19 minutes after 11 o'clock.
The face that she keeps in a jar by the...
7 years, Dave. The Beatles did it all in 7 years.
Well, Ringo's gone on to a really illustrious solo career.
Because he was the best Beatle.
Well...
There was no Beatle without Ringo.
That's right.
But yeah, 7 years. The Beatles did all of that in 7 years. And only toured a couple times.
Yeah. Stopped touring in 66, yeah.
Yeah. Not a single Beatle was 30 when they stopped.
That is insane.
That is crazy. I mean, bands these days go into their 50s and are still touring.
And they changed the entire scope and sound of music.
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice. Early Beatles is a completely different sound than late Beatles, mm-hmm. and the whole country followed early Beatles, and then the whole country followed late Beatles, and then when the Beatles quit, the whole country... didn't change music for 10 years, 12 years. They didn't know where to go. Overrated. Beatles are.
Not Ringo.
Not Ringo. Ringo's underrated, clearly. Alabama fighting to keep appellate elections statewide. A federal judge will hear arguments next month on a 2016 lawsuit alleging the practice violates the Voting Rights Act. Plaintiffs are asking the judge to order Alabama to switch to elections by district or another method. State lawyers argued Monday judges should be elected statewide because they're accountable to all Alabamians. And you know why they're doing this?
Because they can't get Democrats elected.
Can't get blacks elected.
Yeah.
In Alabama, it's the same thing. There's only been one candidate in the history of Alabama who's lost a statewide election to a black man.
Oh, yeah?
It's a failed radio host.
Oh.
The only man and the only candidate in the history of Alabama to lose a statewide election to a black man.
Well, I also think it's funny.
Dave, that's a particular brand of lousy.
Right.
You have to be a horrific candidate, like the worst that ever ran, to lose in Alabama to a black man, a black Democrat. That's how bad this candidate was. He went on to be a lousy radio host, attack your humble talk show host over and over and over. And now he's unemployed and, like, puts peanut butter on himself and lets the dogs come over or something. Our number, 272-9228, is the BathInnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. 22 minutes after 11 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon.
I was going
to
say, I think it's ironic, too, that like, this always happens that, you know, 40 years ago, Republicans were the ones saying, you know, we can't do this this way and we shouldn't have partisan elected judges and yada yada.
Right.
Because
you couldn't get a Republican.
Right, now it's come full circle.
Well, I will say this. When I graduated from law school in 2006, you come to Alabama and you take the bar. Mm-hmm. It's a 3-day test. It's pretty arduous. And then you graduate and you pass. You find out a couple months later you pass. I think we took it in July. This week, actually. Yeah, the last full week in July. So they're taking the bar starting today. Today, tomorrow, and Friday. Good luck.
Yeah.
Better you than me. I've done it twice. I did it in Alabama and I did it in Florida. Sucks both times. But afterwards, you get your test results back, and then they invite you to a swearing-in ceremony, a statewide swearing-in ceremony. So all the lawyers in the state come to one place. And I don't know, what are there, a couple hundred, maybe 500 at a time or 1,000, whatever?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not that 1,000. 400 or 500 lawyers at a time show up. You all take the oath of office at the same time. It's a pretty cool ceremony. You wear a suit. All the judges show up. And I remember as a young whippersnapper, 26 years old, I'm watching all of the judges file in to this theater. They did it at the Davis Theater. They all come filing in. There was no impact at the time. They all come filing in to the Davis Theater. And there were the five members of the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals, and they came filing in. I thought, very esteemed judges. Then there were the five members of the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals came filing in. I thought, very esteemed judges. And then the nine esteemed members of the Alabama Supreme Court come filing in, come marching in. And I thought, that's weird. Montgomery's like, 50, 60% black? Mm-hmm. Alabama's about quarter, maybe 28% black?
Mm-hmm.
Not one black judge?
A quarter and 30, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, not one black judge in the entire Court of Criminal Appeals?
Nope.
Not one black judge in the entire Court of Civil Appeals?
Nope.
Not one black judge in the entire United States, the Alabama Supreme Court?
Nope.
And I remember sitting there thinking, that's weird. And I was sitting next to a friend of mine who I ended up practicing with a couple years later. I was sitting next to a friend of mine, and we'd gone to the bar prep classes together. You spend like 2 months in this bar prep class in a room with 50 people, and you end up getting to know them pretty well. And I looked at him. I said, no black judges? He said, man, they can't win statewide in Alabama. And he looked at me and said, only one loser has ever lost statewide to a black man in Alabama. Only one. The worst candidate in the history of the world. Worst human being in the history of the world. You know what? People right now are Googling. Who the hell is that? But no, I mean, it's a reality. And that's the basis for this lawsuit. That our court makeup doesn't represent the state of Alabama.
Right. But are they allowed to say...
I'm sympathetic to that argument.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, is the federal government allowed to say, like, y'all are doing this wrong, you have to change... I mean, because you'd have to change the Constitution, right?
We're about to find out.
Wouldn't you?
Well, they did it on one man, one vote.
Yeah, on the VRA, too, yeah.
Because it used to be...
And they did it again in the, 90s, because Alabama is the only law... That has a mandated number of a majority minority seats. It has to be a quarter of the Senate and a quarter of the House. That was decreed by a court.
Well, no, they have to be majority minority districts.
Correct. They don't have to have a representative that's
correct.
A minority.
It has to be a majority.
Correct. Because we have two that represent majority minority districts that aren't minorities.
Right. But they have to have a fair opportunity.
Correct.
But I don't want to get into redistricting.
Yeah, no. But what I'm saying is,
I'm sympathetic to this.
I guess there is precedent for them saying, no, you have to do it this way.
Yeah. I'm sympathetic to this. My question is, in states like California and Massachusetts, are there Republican judges?
Good question.
Is there a statewide Republican judge in California? Because if you go to an appointed system, they're all going to be Republicans anyway, because Democrats aren't going to be competitive in Alabama for another decade, maybe two, maybe three.
Yeah.
It'll, the pendulum will eventually swing.
Right.
But it's not that everybody in Alabama will suddenly become more liberal. The Democrats will start chewing away at the Republican platform, and the Republicans will start chewing away at the Democrat platform in order to try to win in different districts, and they sort of cross sometimes. They don't flip. Don't believe the misnomer that the Democrats of the 1960s are now the Republicans. That's not true, you dumbasses. That's not true at all. But they do. They do sort of change a little bit. The Republicans go a little more left-leaning at times than others, and the Democrats go a little more right-leaning at times than others. But anyway, so that's taking place. Now, Todd Strange was on here earlier this month. Was it, mm-hmm. It's a week or two ago?
Was it like a couple Fridays ago?
Yeah, and he was bemoaning the fact that we don't have enough millennials moving to Montgomery. Got to get these millennials in here. I guess he's upset there are not enough neckbeards living in basements.
Well, he thinks that there's a potential avocado market.
You know what it is? I figured out why millennials don't come here. Hmm? Can't have a basement in Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh.
So where are they going to live? Where are they going to live? They can't live in their mom's basement. They're in a basement.
Well, I think you're kind of more talking about Gen Z, because I think technically you're a millennial.
I'm not. I got the cutoff. The cutoff's January 1, 1980.
Oh, okay. And you're born in 79?
I'm born in 79. I am not a millennial.
I feel like we're the, what do you call it? We're the...
The lost generation.
The Oregon Trail generation. You ever heard of that?
No.
Yeah, it's like they say it's a micro generation between like 76 or 7 and like 82 or 3. And it's like we remember analog things, like my grandparents had a rotary phone.
Yeah.
And then we also remember getting the internet, but we also function like digital natives.
You know what? I had never considered that. And that is a tight window, because my sister's not in that window, and she was born in 75.
Yeah, my brother and my sister aren't either.
No. But yeah, I mean, I can function perfectly well in an analog world. I can function perfectly well in a digital world. And there's a really tight window there. Millennials moving to these U.S. cities. And there's a whole list of them here. And what I noticed looking up and down this list,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't cost is irrelevant.
Correct.
It's all, listen to the top five and tell me if you can discern a theme. Portland, Seattle, Denver, San Francisco, Austin. Can you discern a theme there? What do liberals... I mean, excuse me. I just gave away the theme. What do millennials want?
Marijuana?
Liberalism.
Oh, because all those places except for Austin, and I think Austin's decrim.
Have legal pot?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's liberalism. The millennials want unadulterated left-wing government at the local level. That's where they're headed. Raleigh, North Carolina next. Las Vegas, San Jose, Charlotte, Tampa. You have to get all the way to number 12 to get Nashville. And everyone I know in Nashville that I grew up with is constantly complaining about how many millennials are moving in.
Yeah, but it's not just millennials.
Because they're ruining the job market.
It's just people in general.
Yeah, that's true.
They're just too, you know. Raleigh, pretty dope town. I would move to Raleigh.
I went through Raleigh.
You're listening. If you have enough money, you can offer me enough money and I'll leave.
I had to spend 2 weeks. Well, I spent 2 weeks on one occasion and a week on one occasion in Goldsboro, North Carolina for work.
Right.
This is back in 2012 or 13. And I had to go through Raleigh. And then I got to Goldsboro, and after about 3 days, you've eaten at every restaurant in Goldsboro. And so the team I was with, we were like, team, I'll treat tonight, because I had an expense card.
Right.
Team.
My treat.
Why don't we...
Big spender over here.
Is there somewhere near here where we could go get real food? Because this food sucks.
Right.
This is Goldsboro, North Carolina food and base food. I don't want to eat any more of it. Base food's the worst. So is there somewhere you go? Raleigh. Kind of the closest place to there. I didn't hate it.
Yeah,
I didn't hate it.
I like Raleigh. Pretty cool town.
Our number 272-9228, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. The BathInnovations.com guest hotline is 272-9228. Who's this?
Hey, it's Ron.
Hey, buddy. You going to finish?
Hey,
Oh, you're going to have a different topic.
I was waiting. You're on something different. I mean, I was calling about the district line, but when you just touched on something, talking about people, it's not millennials. If you look at it, it's whoever's in college. It don't matter if you're black, white, or brown. When it's that's why they got it where you'll come to a whole another state. They pull you away from their parents. It was I'm telling you, it's one of the steps to destroy it. And that you don't have no influence on them for 4 years, and they get to teach them what you think they're going to learn about algebra, and you can't help them on nothing, but they ain't. They're changing the way they think. And when they go back out, they're not the same no more. And I've seen it with some of my own cousins that went to Troy. I mean, I'm telling you, it is they change them, and they come out different. You could tell by the Facebook post from when they was in high school to when they come out in college. They just, this is another way. It's just like how they took the black man out of the home. They took the white person, and because that's what it was at first, and now they've got where everybody, if you just go to college, you make mama happy now. It don't matter, you know, as long as you just tell you're in college, and mama's happy these days. But on the lines on about the judges, I've been studying this stuff, and I'm going to be honest, I don't know this word. I don't know what it means, so I'm asking you, and I see how they change lines different times, and they call this stuff gerrymandering. Hmm. Can you elaborate on that? Yeah. Or is that
gerrymandering's easy. I can do it in two sentences. The easiest way to draw a line, a political boundary, would be to make concentric circles or squares. Or not concentric, but side-by-side circles or squares or things that are pretty uniform, right? But when you do that, you end up going through a neighborhood or through a county boundary or through a street. And, you know, you and your neighbor may be next door to each other in the same neighborhood but are represented by different people. So they say, well, that's a poor way to do it. So let's leave it, instead of just mathematically throwing a computer in there and drawing circles and squares next to each other, let's let human beings look at it, because these human beings in the legislature understand the communities of interest. They understand the neighborhoods that belong together. They understand the cities that belong together, the county boundaries that really function like county boundaries and the ones that don't. And they know where they can cross those things. And so they left it in the wisdom and discretion of individual humans to come up with these boundaries. Well, humans being what humans are, especially in a two-party state, a two-party country, they immediately start looking for a political advantage. Well, if I draw this line and I draw this guy out of my district, he's a guy who's made noise in the past that he's going to run against me. He's no longer in my district. And if we take all these black folks over here on the west side of Montgomery and we put them all in one district and we put them in with the black folks down in Pritchard and we put them in with the black folks in Bessemer, we can have a nice little slithery snake district running down the west side of Alabama that picks up all the black folks, and then they're not voting Democrat in all these lily white districts over here, and so now we can have Republicans in six districts over here and all the blacks just in one district over here, and you start doing that all over the place, and you start looking in some of the states that get really creative.
Yeah.
Like a district will run for 2 miles down the middle of a highway, picking up the median but not one house on either side. And then it'll open back up and it'll pick up two neighborhoods 2 miles away. Well, what they wanted to do is either draw a particular person out of that district, or they wanted to draw a particular branch of people, either white Republicans or black Democrats usually, or Hispanic Democrats, out of that district. And that is gerrymandering. It's taking a map, instead of doing the easy way, it's doing it the hard way.
Well,
in order to gain a political advantage.
And it's named after.
And that's how the judges end up all white.
Mr. Gerrymander?
Elbridge Gerry. he was the governor of Massachusetts. It signed in the first partisan line drawing in 1812, and they said it looked like a salamander, so they named it a gerrymander.
Oh.
So basically ran. And so there was a Supreme Court decision that came down, what, like 2 weeks ago, and it basically said that it confirmed that you can do this on the basis of political, political stuff, like as in you can draw more Republicans or more Democrats into something, but you can't do it explicitly racially. Except in.
So is that how.
Go ahead.
Is that how it ended up with all the white. That's what I'm asking. Is that how it ended up with all white judges, because we moved the lines and we don't do it equally?
No, actually, we elect them statewide. And so this contention is that you can't elect a black guy statewide. And so they're saying that they should move to districts so that they have a chance.
Appreciate it. Love this. Love it. All right. Thank you.
Thank you,
sir. Hang on. I'm sending a very important text message.
Very important. Very important.
Okay. There we go. I'm sorry. That was a very time-sensitive text. 35 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave, let's take a break.
We're running with the shadows of the night. So baby, take my hand.
to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Boz Skaggs is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win a pair of tickets to see Boz Skaggs at Impact on September 8th.
Babies in the running around, hanging with the crowd, putting your business in the street.
Tickets to Boz Skaggs at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center September 8th from News Talk 93.1.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We are going to enjoy every second of this nice summer break because we know summer heat and humidity will be back before too long. But for today, sunshine, less humid, comfortable, high temperature around 87. Clear skies, cooler tonight. How about mid-60s for an overnight low? Tomorrow, just about perfect, upper 80s again, upper 60s at night. And then on Friday, I think we'll be around 90 degrees. A little more humidity creeps in towards evening. I think we're still dry. But then back to summertime heat and humidity Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the lower 90s and those hit-or-miss afternoon storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Guys, 39 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 90 Newton. The BathInnovations.com guest hotline if you want to get in, 272-9228. Fantasize your mind tonight. Dave, this is not about you. The great songs of the 1980s, Dave.
Yeah, you know,
Dirty Dancing is a moment.
He also wrote Almost Paradise.
That's true.
Theme to Footloose. And you know what he's doing these days?
What?
He's been on tour with Ringo Starr and his All-Star Band.
He wrote another song.
You're just going to gloss over the Ringo part?
Yeah, well.
Why do you think I know who he is?
Is that what he's doing?
He was on tour with Ringo for a while on the All-Star Band.
Oh, he wrote All By Myself.
Yeah.
All By
Yeah, dude probably, he was in the Raspberries too,
That's a pretty big.
Yeah. I was like, it's funny because when you pulled it up, I was like, God, Eric Carmen, he's got what dumpster did they find him in and clean him up and put him in front of a microphone for his one chance at fame. But apparently, long and storied career, Baron.
Well, I had no idea.
From the Raspberries of touring with Ringo and his All-Star Band.
Well, I don't know how to top that.
How can you? Let's just go to break.
Cornerstone Managing General Agency, CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. You can check them out by the telephone if you want to call and ask them some questions. 356-1502. 356-1502. Cornerstone Managing General Agency has a simple mission. They want to make sure employees pay as little as possible for their health insurance benefits and other benefits. And they want primarily health insurance, but, you know, dental, vision, there's life insurance, disability insurance. They want to make sure you pay as little as possible. And they want to make sure the employer can offer as much benefit coverage as possible at as little price as possible. That is what Cornerstone Managing General Agency does. It's as simple as that. It's very, very easy stuff. Cornerstone MGA, pick up the phone, call them. You'll probably save some money. Like 80, 90% of the time, they're able to save some money for the employer, the employee, or both. It's that easy. And if it's going to cost you more, they just say, well, sorry, we can't help you. You got a great deal. Call your man and say thanks. You may play a lot of golf with them or something. 356-1502. 356-1502. CornerstoneMGA.com. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, we're here on a daily basis from 9 to noon. Who's this?
Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Dan. Hold on.
55771.
Oh, boy. Sam, call back. I don't want to hear that. Nobody wants to hear that. Who's this? You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
I was calling to talk about Raleigh, North Carolina.
Is it better than I thought? Or worse? Worse. Did you have a bad experience?
No.
Child get kidnapped
Raleigh.
By a guy in a white panel van?
No. My daughter is a third-year law school student at Campbell University.
In Raleigh, North Carolina.
In Campbell. Yes.
Yeah.
And so she has been there for 2 years, mm-hmm. and I adore Raleigh, and if I could move there tomorrow, I would.
See? Just what I said.
And that I am not a millennial.
Tell me why. Tell me what is it about Raleigh.
Rough Raleigh, baby.
Actually, what's really sad is I think Raleigh is a lot like Montgomery was when I was growing up.
Go on.
It's
intrigued.
It's got a lot of young people. It's young people. It's vibrant. It's new. You know, they're working on the infrastructure. It's just a really, you just feel safe when you're there.
So my thought was a little bit different than yours, and it's like Atlanta in the 1960s. Not too big.
Okay.
Not too big. Most people still live, you know, inside the city. And frankly, look, though, I mean, they're in that, you know, research triangle. They've got a ton of... you know, there's NC State, which is a huge state university. You know, Durham is next door. That's where Duke is. North Carolina's not too far. So they have a huge built-in advantage. You know, it would basically be like if Auburn or Alabama was built in Montgomery.
Both Auburn and Alabama.
We would have a much bigger advantage. Well, Auburn could still be over where it is, and then you had Alabama here, and it would be much the same.
Right.
And I promise you, we'd have a third thing, you know, somewhere, you know, between the lake or like Barber County, and that would be the research triangle.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like you said, you feel safer. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of new stuff. There's stuff going on downtown, but there's other places.
You know, their population is almost
neighborhoods.
Their population has almost doubled since 2000. Yeah. Ours has dropped since 2000.
Right? Well, what are we doing to attract
people?
They've tripled
said,
since 1980.
Yeah.
Here's what a friend of mine said that she just recently visited. Talked her into going with me when I went up to visit my daughter, and she said, I feel like I'm, and we were in my daughter's area of town. She said, I feel like I'm in Old Cloverdale. And I said, well, here's the thing. All of Raleigh is like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just this one little section. It's all of Raleigh. And there's, and like you said, there's always something going on. I mean, if you go to the downtown area just about any weekend, almost year round, they're blocking off streets because they've got big blow up things for the kids. And then there's a live band just around the corner, so the kids are got stuff going on while you're around the corner listening to a band. And you can walk around downtown Raleigh at 2 o'clock in the morning, and there are people everywhere, and it's just like it would be if it were 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a totally different feel. And you just feel safe. I am really excited because my daughter is actually running for city council.
Oh, wow.
While she's in law school?
Yeah. She's a little crazy, but she's actually running for city council, partly because she listened to her mother listen to talk radio as she was growing up here in Montgomery.
No, so she gets it.
She does. She's a different. She's a different millennial. As a matter of fact, she got endorsed by the Republican Party there, but she said, "I'm not going to advertise that because I don't think that will actually help my chance."
Yeah, not in Wake County necessarily.
She's excited to have. Yeah, she's excited to have their endorsement, but she's smart enough to know that she doesn't really need to advertise that.
Although they had a Republican mayor for a long time.
Is she going to win?
Who set them up on their sort of current?
No, highly doubtful. This is really, she said this was, she wanted to do this as her learning experience.
She's going to take that early L and get it out of the way?
Take the early L?
Yeah, loss.
Take the early loss. I got you. She's a lot smarter than I am.
That'll be her fourth L. You know, you got 1L, 2L, 3L, your 3 years of law school, first year, second year, third year.
Yes. So
her fourth L will be, I lost the city council race in 2020.
Yeah. You got it.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm glad to hear that. Raleigh, a snazzier, peppier Montgomery.
Let me look at something here, because
the way you just described it, I spent a long time, a couple of 3 weeks in Buffalo, New York one time trying a case. And you kind of described it. It sounded like Buffalo. Buffalo is a much cooler town than I thought it would be. But I can't find, I'm trying to find the demographics.
Well, not to mention the fact that their temperature is a lot more moderate than ours, too. So, I mean, you've got, 5 to 10 degrees cooler there almost every day, and the humidity's not as bad.
Buffalo's only 256,000 people. Raleigh's 450, and Montgomery's about 200. So, yeah, so the way you describe Buffalo was cool. I was surprised. I was expecting a real sort of almost Midwestern feel town, industrial and kind of Northern Yankee rednecks, with beer bellies and mustaches and it's not what I found. I mean, Buffalo is a pretty cool little town, and they got a college right in the middle of town, University of Buffalo. I ate at the two little places where they claim that. They argue over who started the Buffalo Wing, and so you go. You know, one of them's called Anchor. I can't remember what the other one's called. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's kind of when you were describing Raleigh. That's what because the whole city reminded me of Cloverdale. Had that kind of old, built 100 years ago, but kind of refurbished and cool feel to it. So I'm not a big. Yeah. Well, I don't want to say that because I'll get run out of town. I'm not a big Cloverdale fan. There's a reason I live in Pike Road. Appreciate your call. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Sure.
I'll never be mayor of Montgomery now. The Cloverdalians will come out and revolt.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't be able to because you live in Pike Road, but that's not stopping certain people.
I could, wink, wink, get an apartment downtown. Wink, wink. Get one of those $700 a month studios downtown.
Mm.
Throw a bed in there and be like, I live here.
Yeah.
I'm a boy. I mean, I know I live in Pike Road, but I got an apartment right here in town. Did I mention I'm a general? BathInnovations.com. Is the website to get in touch with Bath Innovations. 271-2723 if you want to call and ask any questions. 271-2723. Or do what a lot of people do. On the East Boulevard, directly across the East Boulevard from Home Depot, there lieth the Bath Innovations showroom. When you go in there, you will be amazed. You'll be blown away. You'll see things you didn't know were possible. These are general contractors. These are not, people half-assing their way through life. This is Bath Innovations. They're innovative. They will totally transform your bath. Look for some before and after pictures of some of the places. I've seen before and after pictures from our own listeners who showed me what Bath Innovations could do, and I was stunned. They stunned the radio host. And they'll stun you as well. Bath Innovations, bathinnovations.com or 271-2723. 271-2723. We'll be back.
I wake up and I pinch myself. You're with me, not someone else. And I'm scared, yeah, I'm still scared. That is all a dream.
The big biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you getting hot? We'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Bachelor Technologies on Brockport Court for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Minutes now to the top of the hour.
What do you think she keeps the battery for that jacket?
What? I can't hear you over her jacket.
There's a woman on C-SPAN. I got sick of the Mueller stuff.
She robbed Andre Agassi circa 1990.
There's a woman on C-SPAN on that. This goes back to what I was talking about earlier. Women have a severe disadvantage when they're in public office. Every man in public office wears a gray suit or a navy suit, a dark gray suit or a navy suit. And then a white shirt, or sometimes the occasional light blue shirt, and a tie.
But you know what? But you know what?
What?
If you showed up in a full suit like that with a white shirt and a purple tie, you'd be pretty dope, too.
This woman is wearing a neon green that is it's so bright, the camera can't catch it.
Who is that guy that, like, remember before the internet was big, and, like, there was that guy that he had the big book of questions, and he wore the question marks all over his suit? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Matthew Lesko.
And he had the, you looked up Grant's.
Yeah, she looks a lot like
Matthew Lesko?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like with the weird gaudy suit. Like, I bet you she has on terrible tennis shoes.
Mueller's back in front of the House Intelligence Committee.
Mueller is back.
Chairman Adam Schiff giving the opening statement.
I saw a tweet that said have these people never interviewed a 70-plus-year-old man? Of course he gets mad when you have to ask him things twice or three times. Because he's acting like it's not his hearing problem. It's because you're not being clear.
That's right. Excuse me. What's wrong? I'm telling you, he looks and sounds today, Robert Mueller today, looks and sounds like
he wandered off from a senior center full of people with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, 80-plus-year-old guys in with Alzheimer's at a senior center, and he just wandered off. And somehow he bumbled his way into the United States Capitol and sat down, and people started asking questions. He's like, huh?
What? What? Hey, man, why are you yelling at me? Wait a minute, it's Tuesday. Aren't we supposed to have the chicken a la king today?
Any more applesauce? I don't have my teeth in.
I don't want broccoli soup. I don't like broccoli.
Trisha.
He's probably having, y'all need to feel sorry for that poor man. He's probably having a breakdown for all the pressure and death threats that have been on him and his family.
That's guy, who, Mueller?
Yes.
No.
No.
Nobody's death threat.
But that's not why I was calling. I heard you mention running for mayor and living in Pike Rose.
Yes. The Ed Kroll platform.
I spoke with General Kroll yesterday.
And he said?
I was having lunch at a yummy place, but I'm not going to tell you the name of it.
But it wasn't Midtown Pizza, so don't worry.
It was not.
Was it
however...
Trisha, was it in Pike Road? You can tell us.
It was not. Mm. It was in downtown Montgomery.
Okay.
But he said that it's because when he bought that house, Pike Road wasn't even incorporated at all. They didn't exist. So he lived in Montgomery when he bought that house.
No, no. Montgomery did not de-annex that land. He did not live in Montgomery. He lived in Montgomery County, unincorporated Montgomery County. He did not live in the city of Montgomery when he bought that house.
Well, he never incorporated into Pike Road either, just like I haven't.
Listen, Trisha, let me explain
how he said he got around it. That's what he told me.
If you live in New Jersey, you don't live in New York City. If you live on Long Island,
right?
Yes. If you live on Long Island, you don't live in New York City.
If you ask Barron where he's from, he's going to say Nashville.
I'll say Nashville. I don't live in Nashville.
Are you actually from Nashville?
Brentwood, Tennessee.
Right. Where am I going to say? I'm probably going to tell you Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Right? Have I ever lived in the city of Atlanta? Never.
College Park?
I never have. Peachtree City.
Close enough.
Well, it's like...
What, so I don't live at the beach because I live
College
in Pike
Park's
Road?
30 years later.
Yeah, well... no, you do not live in Pike Road. You live in unincorporated, what, Macon County or Montgomery County?
I'm still in Montgomery County right now.
Well, and that's the point. Just because he didn't live in the city of Pike Road, he had a Pike Road address, but he certainly wasn't in the city of Montgomery.
That's also like trying to... That's trying to say retroactively that, you know, like, well, the rules don't apply to me because... That wasn't the rule at the time. Well, it's the rule now.
Yeah. Hey, Trisha, I got to run. Because
but good call.
I got to. Thank you. That was a good call.
We love Trisha.
I don't dislike General Kroll. I
no,
just think
not,
people
nothing,
should
nothing
run
against
for
the man,
office where they live.
I mean, it should be pretty obvious. If it disqualifies you, it disqualifies you. It's
I
not
think
like
it
a technicality.
Heirloom Jewelers. Get by there when you get a chance. My man at Heirloom Jewelers is amazing. He's a GIA-certified gemological genius, a diamond specialist from the Yale of Jewelry. That's the Gemological Institute of America. Well, it's like Yale without the liberal hippies.
Well, right.
And the trannies.
But not Harvard.
Not Harvard.
Yale.
It's Yale.
The Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs.
The
but
good it, Ivy.
But without the trannies and the liberals. It's GIA. It's Gemological Institute of America. Get by there when you get a chance. He will buy your jewelry. He will sell you some high-quality, antique, heirloom-quality jewelry. Stuff that you know, I mean, just the really snazzy art deco-type pieces, fashion pieces. Really statement jewelry. Statement jewelry. Really, really high-end stuff. If you got a wedding coming up, you can make a very lucky lady out of somebody with some of his engagement rings. He's got the modern bridal sets. He's got the antique heirloom quality bridal sets. The stuff that your grandmother might have had as an engagement ring. Those big, beautiful showpieces, statement pieces. Like I said, he can find you anything. Heirloom Jewelers. He's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. And you can buy, sell, or trade over there, man. He does a great, great job. Open until 5 o'clock Tuesday through Friday, 9 to noon on Saturday. Go talk to my man Troop Booth. No markup over there because he doesn't have salespeople or middle managers. It's just him.